Welcome to episode 59 of the Frenemies podcast. Pick 'em today, week six? Six, I think it's six, yeah. There we go. We'll start off the records really quick. I went 8-8, Carter went 8-8, Hunter went 11-5, and Jackson went 10-6. If you haven't noticed, that does mean we do have a rearrangement of the standings here. Carter has now gone from first to second. The Messiah, as he likes to self-proclaim himself to be, is in first place. He's 47-32-1. Carter, second place, 46-33-1. Jackson is in third place, 45-34-1. And your last place from last year, and last place as always, Mr. Consistency, is 43-36-1. Hunter, go ahead and gloat.
I mean, it's bound to happen eventually. I expect these rankings to stay fairly similar throughout the year. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. I have a gift.
You have a one-game lead, pal. The last place is four games behind you. There's 10 weeks left in the season.
Does it look like I'm worried? Is this a man of a face who's worried?
I don't know what it's. You're the most confusing person to read that I've ever met in my life. So I don't really know what is a confused face for you and what is not. All I know is last week wasn't the greatest. We're going to move on.
You know, Carr, it does feel right being me and you being back to the worst record. Well, not total records, but records from last week. It does feel right. Okay. Let's get into this week's games. Oh, no, there we go. All right. 49ers Falcons. Well, actually, Thursday night, the game is going on currently as we speak. We'll be already picked. I have the Commanders, and these three morons were on the Bears. Not morons, because they're smart. They do have better records, but I'm just going to call you morons.
It was always the Bears.
Commanders are driving right now to score to take the lead, so you can eat on that. Okay. Sunday. First game here, 49ers Falcons in Atlanta. 49ers coming off a W against who the 49ers be?
Mm.
I have it here. Oh, Panthers.
Panthers. They smoked the Panthers.
Sorry, let's recap. We're not talking about it now. We'll do predictions here. 49ers Falcons, I will take the 49ers on the road.
Right along with you, Jake.
I think this is actually the game. Niners are gonna win. But I think this is actually the game where Desmond Ridder comes in and is the starter for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think Ritter was the steal of the draft quarterback-wise, aside from Malik Willis, but 49ers win this easily.
I don't think he's a steal of the draft at all.
Quarterback-wise.
Jackson, I didn't know you tried cocaine since going down to
it's actually – yeah? No, I haven't – I don't plan on ever doing cocaine, but Desmond Ritter's a phenomenal quarterback. My quarterback evaluations out of the draft are typically phenomenal. I think I had Ritter as like my QB2 behind Malik Willis. Ritter is going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. He has everything you need. He will succeed in Atlanta.
I could not disagree with that more.
Would you like to expand on that thought? Or just throw it out there.
He just sat there and just – he just went.
All right. No, he doesn't want to explain. He just wants to throw it out there and let it sit in the wind. That's fine. Okay. Patriots Browns here. This is not a recap, so we're not going to talk about the last game for the Browns. We are a pathetic franchise, and we are pathetic. I will take the Browns. I cannot not take the Browns, but I was going to do something for this game. I forgot to do it. The utter penetration that our defense is going to feel by Bill Belichick and Stevenson, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be constant. They're going to run for 200 yards. It's going to be tough to watch. But, yeah, I'll take the Browns. I feel horrible about it, and that's how I feel probably the rest of the season. Carter, you go next.
This game.
Oh. Yeah, you pretty much summed it up. Yet I'm still taking the Browns. We'll get to more in our recap episode on that. But, yeah, I got the Browns.
I think I've been fairly fair with my Browns predictions this year. I thought the Chargers were going to win last week. Not how it's supposed to end, but I think the Browns win this one. I think it's close, but I think they win this one. A very ugly game. It's a must win for Cleveland, too. Must win.
Yeah, no, Hunter, you're exactly right. If the Browns lose this game, goodbye season, because you still have the Bills coming up and the Buccaneers coming up.
Correct.
And the Ravens coming up twice. Have to win this game. I really hate to do this. Everything in me says the Patriots blow out the Browns in this game. Even if Bailey Zappe is starting at quarterback, or Bailey Zappe, however you say his last name, and it's very simple. Joe Woods. Joe Woods is an X-factor, and he's an X-factor for every other team in the AFC. You couldn't stop. The Chargers came in like with the 30th run offense in the NFL. They come out, and they run for like 200-plus yards. And then Herbert was slinging it left and right. The defense did absolutely nothing. This game feels almost too easy that the Patriots win. The Patriots have one of the best running offenses in the NFL, and they've always had a great defense under Belichick. Brissett is going to struggle against the Patriots' defense. And I honestly think the Patriots put up 30-plus points on Sunday against the Browns. I'm not going to say that Joe Woods is going to outcoach Bill Belichick, especially when the last time I watched the Browns and Patriots play, the final score was like 49-10. This is a very bad matchup. I think the Browns get smoked on Sunday.
So you're going Patriots?
Yes.
It's not a bad take.
No, Jackson, honestly, I can't hate on that at all. It's probably what's going to happen, but I just cannot force myself to pick the Browns. All right, next game up here, Jets-Packers. Jets coming off a win over the injured Dolphins. And the Packers, shocking loss in London. We'll talk about the London game on the recap because I have something to say about that. But, I was not expecting Aaron Rodgers' loss. I thought when at least they got into the red zone, they were going to score and tie it up. They didn't. Both teams are 3-2. When I close my eyes and I think, do I see a world where the Jets are 4-2 and, you know, close to the Bills record-wise? It doesn't sit well, so I'll be taking the Packers.
Yeah, I completely agree with Jake. I will also be taking the Packers.
Progression in the mean here, Packers.
I'm taking the Packers as well, and I forgot to mention, unfortunately, tonight – this game is actually the Chipotle game of the week. $19, ladies and gentlemen, to go watch the Commanders and Bears. It honestly makes sense.
I hate primetime football this year.
Who's ever been picking the primetime games? It's been rough. I mean, in retrospect, at the beginning of the season. At the beginning of the season, we thought the Colts may have been a little better and the Broncos may have been at least watchable. That turned out not to be the case. But yeah.
Did you win last week's Chipotle game of the week?
What was last week's Chipotle game of the week?
I don't remember.
Hold on, let me look.
You were undefeated with a tie.
I know. Oh, yes, I did, because it was the Panthers game and the 49ers blew the freaking pill by the Panthers. You wanna know why? Because the Bears quarterback is Baker Mayfield. I gotta start putting an asterisk next to them so I remember which ones they are from now on. Before then,
you have a disease.
So now I am 4-0-1 in Chipotle game of the week, still undefeated. That's all we're shooting for, boys.
It's great. Jags, Colts. Jake, I go first. Jake, who do you got here? Whoever you pick here, I'm gonna pick. Whoever you have.
I'll talk about this in recap, but like I said before, I called the game to the tee. I said the Texans were going to play the game a lot closer. They ended up winning, but I pretty much called the game to a tee. It was going to be not a lot of points, and the Texans were going to be in it the entire game. I know what the Jaguars are going to do, and they're going to go win and win this football game, and Frank Reich will be fired. The Jaguars, after this week, 38-14. I'm smelling an absolute dumpster fire here. Frank Reich is gone after this week. Gone. Fired.
Jake, I'll give you credit. And your really bold predictions, you are really accurate. Last year after the Steelers game, right after that game, you said Baker played his last game in a Browns uniform. No one could foresee what came after that. I'll give you credit. I'll take Jaguars here just because of you.
I'm also going Jacksonville. I hated this Colts team. I hate the entire AFC South. But the Jaguars are a competent football team this year. They're not awful. They're not great, but they're not awful. And this Colts team sucks ass. So give me the Jags.
Last week, I said that I was giving the Colts one more chance. Actually, no, I think I ended up picking the Broncos. But I said that was the Colts' last chance. And they actually did win it. But it was so hard to watch that I will be picking Jacksonville as well.
Did we all really just sweep with Jacksonville?
I never thought I'd say those words. But yes, we did.
Okay, next game here, there's the sweep with the Jags. Vikings, Dolphins, I believe in Miami. It's not Tua, it's not Teddy. I forget the guy's name who started.
No, it could be Teddy. Teddy no, can play.
They already announced starting. They already announced that they're starting. Someone else talk.
Hunter's just saying this because of fantasy. Teddy isn't starting, buddy.
Yes,
I hate to break it to you. It's not gonna be Tua. It's not gonna be Teddy. It's gonna be the Vikings by 400. Give me the Vikings. Give me the purple people eaters. Justin Jefferson may have 400 yards this game.
Okay, timeout. Teddy Bridgewater, Tua Tagovailoa, out. In what realm does that mean Justin Jefferson is gonna have 400 yards receiving? Their entire defense is healthy. And it's one of the best defenses in the NFL.
They don't have any correlation.
Huh?
I'm just saying. I think Justin Jefferson's gonna have a monster game. I said that. That had nothing to do with the quarterback play. I just have a gut feeling Justin Jefferson has a great game.
Okay.
My gut could be wrong, as we will get to later in the
conversation. It's just a weird transition. You talked about the two quarterbacks being out, and then you said Justin Jefferson's gonna go off. Like it had to correlate. A correlation does not equal. Carter, correlation does not equal causation.
Oh, no, I'm well aware of that fact. I just said that. Are you? Just saying.
You know who taught us that?
The GOAT.
Mr. Rizzo. So I'll take Vikings. I'll take Vikings.
Yeah, I'm taking Minnesota, too. If Skylar Thompson's playing QB, I will not be picking the Miami Dolphins.
Skylar Thompson balled out in the preseason. He actually looked really good.
Pick them then.
I'll take the Dolphins. Give me Skylar Thompson and the Dolphins.
That is such a blatant loss, Jackson. He looked good in preseason.
Give him to me. You know, give me Skylar Thompson and the Dolphins.
Joshua Dobbs a good preseason.
He's a rocket scientist.
All right. Next game here. Bengals, Saints. Carter, you go first. The Saints are your team. Carter.
The Saints are my team. The Saints had a good win, even though it was against the Seahawks. But my gut for this team. Just like last week when Jake picked the Texans, is saying the Bengals. So I'm going to roll with the Bengals. I'm going to roll with Joe Burr. Yeah, I think the Bengals win this one.
Yeah, Bengals by 100.
Okay, one of you two need to finish eating.
Bengals.
Sorry, I was eating stale Doritos. I got the Bengals.
All All right. Next game here, Ravens-Giants. Ravens coming off another W off Justin Tucker field goal, who may be the best player in the league at this rate because he just doesn't miss. Interesting little thing in this game. Ravens defensive coordinator. That's what I meant, yeah. Ravens ex-defensive coordinator is now the defensive coordinator for the Giants. He does have experience with Lamar. I don't see a lot of points being scored in this game. But at the end of the day, it's, are you picking Daniel Jones or are you picking Lamar Jackson? Are you picking the Giants to be 5-1 or the Ravens to be 4-2? That being said, give me the Ravens.
Yeah, I'll touch on it a little bit more in the recap, but I think this game's going to be a lot closer than people think it will be. I think the Ravens pull it out just because they have a better roster, but the Giants are not a bad football team this year. The Giants will put up a fight. I think it'll be if they upset them, I wouldn't be surprised at all, but give me the Ravens.
Yeah, I'll take Ravens here too. Something really quickly I want to brush up on. It has really nothing to do with this game, which really pissed me off when I watched it on ESPN the other day. There was some analyst who was talking about the Giants at 4-1, and she said that they should try to lose out so they can get a quarterback. Hayes, find that clip and put that in here. That made me so angry. If you're 4-1, you try to win football games. Nothing good comes from losing in the NFL. You got to find ways to win. And this analyst made the claim that it would be better for the Giants to have a top pick than a wild card spot. As a Browns fan, blasphemous. I would give up years of first round picks for a playoff appearance because I've only got one in my life. It was one of the dumbest statements I've ever heard in my entire life. Dumber than most things Carter says. Hey, throw that clip in here.
The Ravens are going to win this football game. And not only that, the Giants season is going to utterly collapse in front of us for the rest of the season.
No.
Yes.
Spencer, did you go?
Yes. Yes, he did.
I'm sorry.
Glad you're paying attention.
All right. Sorry. That's on me. Bucks Steelers here. In Pittsburgh, Kenny Pickett sucks. He's atrocious. Small hands Pickett cannot throw a football. Give me the Buccaneers by a million.
I agree. Yeah, give me the Bucs.
Bucs blow them out.
See what
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. A big special present for Nolan Beck. A nice 40-point blowout.
Just like last week.
Also, I just want to mention this. When it was me, Jackson, and Nolan on the podcast, and Jackson was agreeing with Nolan because he's a panderer and saying that Mitchell Trubisky was going to be a good quarterback. Jackson, you're pathetic. I told you he wasn't going to be, and you did it too, but you pandered to the less fortunate.
Jacob,
which is a Steelers fan.
Let me say this about that episode. That was one of the rare occurrences where I was just straight up wrong. You know, they kept almost that entire roster intact. I didn't think you could find a quarterback worse than Ben Roethlisberger. Turns out you can. I didn't know that was possible.
Baker Mayfield.
Shut up. No one cares about you. 100% on me. Bad pick. I'm sorry. Won't happen again. That's on me.
Thank you, Jackson. I appreciate that. Okay. Rams, Panthers. Baker's not playing. Baker is hurt again, which honestly may save him from getting benched, which I think is going to happen soon. I will take the Rams minus how many points they are favored by. I will take it.
I will also take the Rams. Who's starting for the Panthers? PJ?
PJ Walker.
The Rams have looked like hot shit this year. Part of me wants to kind of go the Carolina Panthers, but I don't have a pair of nuts, so I will be picking Rams.
I like the honesty. We know where I'm going with this. Luckily, Baker Mayfield's injury will be covered by his insurance company that he's going to be working for in about 2 months. I mean, actually, you know what? I think actually DJ Moore has the best game of his season. I think he's going to have a quarterback who's going to put the ball somewhere in the radius and at a catchable mile per hour rate. That being said, give me the Rams. The Panthers just don't have the defense to exploit the Rams' biggest hole, which is their offensive line. They're gonna have to find someone to address that problem because it has been absolutely terrible this season.
The Rams Super Bowl hangover is it's very real. They just lost to the Cowboys in Cooper Rush. I've been saying this from the start of the season. Not only do I think this is Aaron Donald's last season, I've said it once, I'll say it again. I think after this year, Sean McVay retires and he goes on and becomes an analyst for gazillions of dollars. The Rams have looked awful this year. What the hell is that?
That was me sleeping during this god-awful take that you reiterate over and over and over again.
You are one to talk about god-awful takes.
But
here's the deal.
But when it's clearly burning and fire,
you
want
your little Baker tangent. I didn't say no. You want your little Baker tangent. I didn't say a word. I let you have it because it's gotten pathetic at this point. I'm going to get my little tangent about Sean McVay.
No. Stop it.
Sean McVay retired after this season.
No, you're done.
No, because I didn't talk during his little stupid tangent, and then he interrupted me.
I don't care.
This is it for Sean McVay. Sean McVay is gone after this season. The Rams will beat the Panthers because the Panthers are the worst team in the NFL. Sean McVay is done after this year because the Super Bowl hangover is real. They're going to be out of money. They're going to be out of picks. The Rams are collapsing. This is it for the Los Angeles Rams dynasty.
They're not going to be out of money. That's just wrong.
Look at everybody they're paying, and look at how they're performing right now.
The salary cap's not a real thing when you go
to Los Angeles. It is a real thing. You can act like it's not real all you want, but it is a real thing.
It's not in Los Angeles. I'm just telling you the truth.
No, it is. The Rams have won one Super Bowl since the Kurt Warner days. The salary cap is a very real thing, and it's going to come back to bite them in the ass. Because right now, Sean McVay can't win with that team, and they have no money. Because all their money is going to Bobby Wagner, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp. They have nowhere else to go. They can't bring in anyone. And they have no picks. They have no draft capital. The Rams dynasty is dying, and it is soon to collapse like a queen.
You're wrong, but okay. You'll go on. All right. Cardinals, Seahawks in Seattle. D-Hop, I think, comes back after this week, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I think the Cards are going to feel like they win this game, they get D-Hop back, and they go on a run. I think they play hard in this game. I think they play it smart. I will take the Cardinals. Jackson, we're going to you next because I can get a sense on what you're going to pick here.
Yeah, I think very little Cliff Kingsbury. I think very little Kyler Murray. I think the Cardinals are not a good football team. Give me the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm with Jack. Kyler Murray's a midget. I don't like midgets. I'll take Gino. Carter, who you got?
Hold on. Once again, nothing said by Hunter Smith is endorsed by this podcast or the three of us. Anything Hunter says ever is for his own sake and his own sake only. It is not endorsed or sponsored by the Frenemies brand.
And we are not liable.
I sign my initials on that. Carter, who the hell you pick?
I agree with everything Jake said. I'll take the Cardinals.
So Jack and I have the Seahawks.
Yes.
Good.
They're hating Jake. They just stay hating. Anyway, the best game of the slate is next.
Okay. We have Bills, Chiefs. I think they're just prime time on Sunday. I think it's the Tony Romo game on CBS would be my guess, 425. Yep. So I want to check on that. I just wrote it down on a note card, but I'm pretty sure it's 425 game.
Yep, 425 CBS.
In Arrowhead, by far the game of the week. I think the game we're all looking forward to. I've gone back and forth here. I think, is there a little bit of a revenge component? Sure. But I think overall, it's just two really good football teams looking to win the game. and it's at home. It's in Arrowhead. I think that Chiefs defense plays better than what they would do in Buffalo. I'm going to take the Chiefs here in electric football game.
Yeah, I really hope this game lives up to expectation. This is honestly a coin flip for me. I mean, both teams are phenomenal. It's two of the best in the NFL. Give me the Bills. I think the Bills do an Arrowhead. It's a coin flip.
Because you said coin flip, I'll go with the Chiefs. I'm so very torn on this game. I don't think you can have a right formula to predict it. But I do think Patrick Mahomes is still the better quarterback. So I'll take the Chiefs.
I'm going to take the Bills, and I think Stephon Diggs has an absolute monster game and looks like the best player on the field. Anytime, Andre.
Okay. I'm back. I'm here. Okay, here. Last two games. Cowboys-Eagles, Sunday night in Philadelphia. I believe it's Cooper Rush playing. I'm not fully confident, but I think they go Cooper Rush here.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are undefeated. I think the Eagles win here. I then think Dak comes back because Cooper Rush finally loses, and I think it's a perfect little segue for Dak to come back.
Yeah. The Eagles stay undefeated. Eagles are a very good football team. They'll go 6-0 here.
I think the Cowboys win here, and I think Cooper Rush goes to what, 5-0, 6-0, and then I think it makes it extremely interesting in Jerry World. Who do you play at quarterback? Dak, who's 0-1 on the year and who has underperformed the last few years since he got his big contract, or do you start Cooper Rush, who is not getting paid anything but is 5-0 as a quarterback? I'm not entirely convinced the Cowboys win this game. I do think Micah Parsons has a huge impact against Jalen Hurts. But no, I'm going to take the Cowboys mainly just because I want the QB controversy of a career backup versus a guy getting paid $100-something million.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Thank you.
All right. Last game here to finish up the slate. They blessed us with the Broncos on national television again. And because of that, I will surprisingly pick the Denver Broncos win this game. Upset of the week. Denver Broncos beat the Chargers in Los Angeles.
Yeah. That's incredible. The Denver Broncos are one of the worst football teams I've ever laid my eyes on. I don't think I will be picking them maybe the rest of the year. I'll take the Los Angeles Chargers. Austin Eckler looks like he's officially back. Obviously, the Chargers are waiting to get Keenan Allen back, and that line's a little beat up, but I still think Herbert and that offense is enough to beat the shitty, pitiful Denver Broncos.
Yeah, in my journalism 10-10 lecture today, we had a guest speaker come in. And, you know, it was like an hour 20 lecture, and he brought up a lot of great points, a lot of very important things he talked about. And it was actually very engaging, and I really enjoyed it. But you know the thing that he said at the end of the lecture? He talked about how bad the Denver Broncos were. And he taught us like word choice, like better ways to describe, you know, Nathaniel Hackett. Because he started asking, like, give me a verb for Nathaniel Hackett or an adjective for Nathaniel Hackett. And, you know, we all start giving him like verbs, you know, and we start showing us better verbs to use for the content of media. So when my own, like, you know, guest speaker in my journalism class is telling me how bad the Broncos are, it makes it very easy to pick the Chargers here because the Broncos are a bottom three team in the NFL.
Yeah, no, Jack, I completely agree with that. I love how you're – I love the lecture or whatever your professor or whatever. He's got to be a genius. I would love to meet him one day because anyone who thinks the Denver Broncos absolutely suck is probably a very smart man. So, yeah, good for him.
Give me the Chargers on prime time.
I love your explanations, Carter.
Thank you.
They're not explanations. They're just like,
no,
they're just statements.
No, you're spoken enough.
They are statements. Like the fly, Eagles fly, and like the, like, give me the Chargers.
No reason why.
It's straight up.
He gives you no reason. It's just, let me say their catchphrase. And it's like he thinks he was born out of a movie. Everything Carter says is in movie quotes.
And speaking of, that Chargers defense as well. My God.
All right, no, we're done. We're not talking about this Chargers Broncos anymore. All right. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you later.
Hey, moron, there's another game. There's another game. There's a Monday night game.
There was the Monday night game.
There's a Monday night game. There's two of them.
No, there's not, Jackson.
Wait, Jake, did you get the 425 one?
Did he miss any games?
No.
No.
All right, sorry. Jake had to go to the bathroom. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around. We'll see you next time.